長、会長、
現内閣が総理職長。
大規模なクラスター感染が発生している模様。これを受け在日米軍は3分以内に状況が収束しない場合、同盟国として必要な措置を取るとのこと。警視庁からステイホーマー、全ては機関の活躍にかかっている。全ての自粛違反者を速やかに排除せよ。
That is like an interesting sort of a game, hey folks, probably a precursor to what they're going to do in Sydney. I don't know whether it's a real game, but interesting concept, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's going to come to that. Fantastic turnout on the weekend, folks. I've really got to hand it to the people of the world and the people of Australia. I feel so proud of the people of Australia, so proud of my countrymen for coming and making a stand on the weekend, folks. It was fantastic. And not only the people of Australia, there were protests all around the world, protests in Hong Kong, in Italy, in France, UK, United States, Belarus, Bulgaria, South Korea, all over the place, folks. Italy, it was amazing to see. There were 40 to 50,000 people on the streets of Sydney during lockdown. And that was great to see, folks. The newspaper, the media, is reporting there were 3,500 people in Sydney. 3,500? No, folks. There was 40 to 50,000 people in Sydney. They're saying there was 7,500 in Brisbane. There was around about 20 to 30,000 in Brisbane. There was 10 or 15,000 there when I started speaking. And by the time I'd finished speaking, there was at least 20,000 there because I was still filing back in from the march. And it was absolutely fantastic to see such a good turnout. And it needs to happen more and more often. People, especially in Sydney, people should be doing these marches every week. Every weekend they should be going there and doing this. 50,000, hopefully there'll be 75,000 on the next one, and then 100,000 on the next one, and so on and so on. Of course, Berra Jerkoff is freaking out, saying she was heartbroken that people were out there protesting.
In relation to yesterday's protest, can I say how absolutely disgusted I was? It broke my heart. Millions and millions of people across our state are doing the right thing, and it just broke my heart.
But of course, you've got to have a heart to be heartbroken, Gladys, and we don't think you've got one. And she's concerned that it's going to be a super spreader event. The head of New South Wales Police called the protesters, he said they were selfish buffheads. And you look at this guy's got a head like a doorstop. I mean, he literally defines the term buffhead.
Under very, very difficult circumstances. I'm also announcing the formation of Strike Force Seasoned, which will see 22 detectives work from now until whenever it concludes, identifying as many people as possible who attended today's incident and have them charged. So far, more than 90 infringements have been issued. 57 people have been charged, some of them with multiple offences. What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish bullheads, people that thought that the law didn't apply to them. There is no doubt in my mind that at least one individual there today had COVID. It is statistically impossible for us not to consider that. I'm appealing to all 3,500 people to go and get tested tomorrow. If not for themselves, for their sake of their families and their friends. This selfish, inappropriate behaviour is what is going to continue this city into lockdown. It cannot go on. We will certainly be seeing a number of people contacted by police from tonight to have to answer for themselves and their behaviour, and particularly the ringleaders. My heart goes out to the many officers that were injured today. Some of them appear to be seriously injured, but at the moment, most of the injuries from police have been minor. But of course, over the course of the evening, we will see more and more officers return from this particular operation. And there's no doubt in my mind, some of them have paid a very high price for the work that they have done today.
Hey.
And he's calling people buffheads. Daniel Andrews saying he couldn't figure out what people were protesting about. They seemed to have all sorts of things they were protesting about, and he just couldn't figure it out.
And I would just appeal to anybody who's frustrated, and I get that people are frustrated, but it seemed to me that they were protesting about a whole lot of things yesterday, not just coronavirus, but, you know, the global world order and vaccines and all sorts of different things. That is self-indulgent. It's selfish. It's wrong. And Victoria Police are having a close look at everybody who was involved. It's no way to behave.
Well, you know, we were protesting some pretty important things, Daniel. I think all of that is worth protesting about, folks. I think it's worth making a stand about, but of course he can't see that there's any problem. And they're just going to continue this, folks. They're talking about military checkpoints now in New South Wales. Of course, the borders are closed. You've got to get border passes and all sorts of crap here. They're saying it's affecting people of all ages now. There was a 38-year-old woman who apparently died. They're saying she died of COVID, but it would appear that she was actually double vaccinated, folks. But of course, she was double vaccinated for COVID and then she died of the highly contagious Delta strain. What a load of bullshit, folks. She died because she had the COVID injection injected into her deltoid muscle, I would say, folks. That's the Delta strain, because they do the injections into your deltoid muscle. There's your Delta strain. But yeah, they're just pushing it and pushing it, and they want to ramp up the tests again. And the CDC actually came out themselves the other day and they said, we've decided that the PCR is an unsuitable test to determine for COVID, and we want you to use a couple of new tests we've figured out. Well, no, we don't want to use your new test. The important part about what you said is that the PCR is not a suitable test, which is what we've been saying since the very beginning. And just that statement itself, the PCR is not a suitable test. Well, okay, you've locked the whole world down over the results of these unsuitable tests, which we told you were unsuitable right at the beginning, and Carrie Mullis told you were unsuitable when he invented the thing. So, you know, you've locked the whole world down under false pretenses. That's basically what that is. That's an admission that they have locked the entire world down using a test which is not a test. It's not a suitable test. You know, and that's what they're telling you, folks. Hey, Rio, what's happening, darling? How are you? Hey, Rio, what's happening? How are you going, eh? How are you going? You come to say hello, have you, old girl? Aren't you a dear thing? You're a sweet old thing, aren't you, hey? Aren't you sweet? A bit of distraction there from Rio, folks. But yeah, they've locked the whole world down under a test, over a test, which is not a test. And they've admitted it themselves now. That's the thing. And what they're doing, folks, you know, they want to put all this graphene into people. That's what these injections are doing. That's why people are having so many weird side effects and stuff, because it's all graphene poisoning. All of the stuff that they say are COVID symptoms are actually graphene poisoning as well. These are symptoms of graphene poisoning. Respiratory failure, cardiomyelitis, everything that they tell you, shortness of breath, you know, like asthma, all this sort of stuff. This is all graphene related. So all of these things that they're saying are COVID symptoms, these are reactions that people are having from the injections, and they're calling it long COVID and all sorts of bullshit, folks. They're just so full of shit. It's incredible. They are profoundly full of shit, folks. This media and these governments, they are just so profoundly full of shit. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable they're able to get away with it. It's unbelievable anybody is able to believe anything they say. Not that I think anybody does. There was one report that came out in Sydney. Like, the police were pretty brutal in Sydney. They were arresting people. I think there was 57 arrests. They were kind of, the crowd was just marching down the street, and the police were hiding in the alleys on the side of the street, and they were dragging people down the alleys, trying to arrest them. Just disgraceful stuff, you know. Typical violent police. You know, all the violence at any rally, at any protest, is always started by the police. Doesn't matter what country you're in. People go out to have peaceful rallies, and then a riot squad shows up and starts a riot. That's why they call them the riot squad. And they go there and they create all the disturbances, and then the media spins it and says, oh, these are violent clashes with protesters and police. They never tell you that the police started it all. And they always do. There was one story that came out of a man who punched a horse. And the media seized it as an opportunity to show, look how cruel and demented these people are. This man was punching a poor innocent horse. No, he wasn't, folks. He was simply lifting his arm up just to sort of like, you know, get away from me, because this dickhead police officer was in there spinning this horse around and trying to knock people over with his horse, you know, using the horse as a weapon. And this guy just lifted his arm up to push the horse out of the way. Very lightly, just tapped it really, really lightly, about, you know, a hundredth as hard as what a horse trainer would hit a horse. And the media spun it out, man punches horse. No, the man didn't punch the horse. The problem is that the media are a bunch of barefaced fucking liars. That's the problem, you know. They're just unreal, the amount of lies they tell, the fabricated news. It's just unbelievable, folks. They fabricate so much bullshit. But the man didn't punch the horse. It's so obvious from the video that the man didn't punch the horse, you know. But getting back to the graphene, there's been tests and there's been experiments that have been done on graphene-based neuromodulation technology and brain-controlling biocircuits using AI-powered graphene. Yeah, graphene's interesting stuff, folks, and how graphene reacts when it's exposed to electromagnetic frequencies is even more interesting. Thank you.
Добрый день. Сегодня я вам покажу, что происходит с магнитной рудой, когда рядом с ней расположен включенный мобильный телефон. Ну, включенный именно, когда идет вызов. Пока выключенный. Сейчас я набираю номер. И смотрите, что будет происходить. Вот он, вызов пошел. Смотрите, что теперь. Ну. Вызов идет, если вы можете смотреть, видите. Такая вот непонятная хреновина. Интересно, в голове у нас то же самое творится. Когда я первый раз это обнаружил, даже страшно стало. Ну все, я выключаю. Вот, пожалуйста, все. Так не действует ничего. Как только мы опять звоним. Ну, вот он пошел вызов. И вот он, пожалуйста. Что это за явление? Я такого еще не встречал и не видел. Да и смотреть страшно и противно. Все, всем пока.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? You know, you think about transhumanism, think about how they want to lead us into the mainframe and what they're really doing with this. And strange, strange things, folks, like people getting magnetic. Also, seems to be strange little devices in people that are also magnetic.
Вот для особо одаренных, вот просто вот-вот. Вот магнит, вот теперь побольше, блин.
И мою ебалу.
Вон, смотрите, как кожа нахуй оттягивается. А то двойной скотч, говорит, там двойная лента. Под мышкой, говорит, магнит. Под мышкой магнит, говорит, есть. Просто. Это вот магнитом магнитится. Супер, блядь.
Прям я чувствую, там что-то шевыряется, ебать.
Ладно, сегодня удалим.
That's kind of strange, isn't it? That's kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy looking at that, folks. I want to put out a word as well for the people in Malaysia. Like this lockdown is really affecting a lot of people, folks. It's not just white countries. It's affecting so many countries, the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia. I did an interview a couple of weeks ago that I haven't posted yet. I've been meaning to post it, and I'll upload it in the next day or two. It was an interview with a couple of guys in Malaysia. They've actually started a truth movement in Malaysia. I commented during the interview that I said it's a very brave thing for them to be doing because the government in Malaysia is quite brutal. And we had an interview with these guys. I was pretty full on, I think. I haven't looked at it yet, but I think I was pretty, I get passionate sometimes. But there was a guy, and his name is Alif, and he is a Malaysian guy, and he has been arrested since we conducted that interview. He went out apparently to a shopping centre or a petrol station or something, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and they accused him of being abusive, and they have gone to his house and arrested him, the Malaysian authorities. I don't know whether he's still in jail. I don't know what the story is. I'll try to get some more information on it. But if there is anybody from Malaysia watching this, and you know Alif, please let him know that I'm thinking about him. And I'll try to get some more information. I'll bring that to you as well. You know, we're having people just disappearing all over the place, folks. And I told you this was going to start happening. I mean, of course, they're doing it in countries where they can do that, such as Cuba. The situation in Cuba is out of control, folks. It really is. The people there are just wanting freedom, and the government is brutalizing them, and they're bringing in military from Venezuela to help brutalize them, and they're literally kidnapping children from households, like teenage kids. They're taking them and they're recruiting them into the army and forcing them to work with the military and go out and kill their neighborhood and kill their brothers and sisters. And, you know, if they don't do it, they will be put in jail. That's what they're doing. And there's a video that came out by a Cuban woman, which was quite heart-wrenching, just pleading for the world to know what's really happening in Cuba.
My key ones has been in the street now for 3 days, asking for freedom. And this is really important to say, because the Cuban government is making fake news. So it's really important to say my Cubans start a protest in a really pacific way, asking for freedom. And the government respond to them, putting militaries and police in the street, shooting them, hitting them, killing them. And the only thing that they have to defend themselves is the social medias. And they even cut internet so they can show out what is happening inside there. So I have a really hole in my heart with this situation, and I want to ask you, help us. Help me to help the mothers that today doesn't know where is their sons. The sons that doesn't know where is their fathers, because it's a lot of people that just disappear. It's a lot of kids that they just kill. It's a lot of young people that they are killing. They are recruiting teenagers in their house. They take them and they are obligated to go out to fight with his own brothers and sisters in the street. And this, if they don't do it, they go to jail. Cuban government get help now from Venezuela with more militaries to continue killing my people. We are alone and no one say nothing, nothing. No one say about my people. So help me to tell to my Cuban people that they are not alone. Help me, help us to share every news, to tell the rest of the world what is happening in Cuba, because it's the only thing that we have. My Cubans are still fighting there in front, really strong. Even when they kill a lot of them, they have nothing more than just this social media. So please help us to share everything. Help us to tell what is happening with Cuba right now. Please share the news. Share this video. Please. This is really important. Please. It's like no one's care. And this is not about politics. This is about humanity. It's our obligation as humans. When we see something that is not fair, to say this is not fair and this is not fair with my people. Please, 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 SOS for Cuba, please.
You know, it's like the whole world is falling apart, folks. You know, this whole system is breaking down in every possible way that it can. And they're doing everything they can to make sure it breaks down. That's just what they do. You know, still pushing this vaccine. I actually saw an article. I saw a newspaper or a news article where they literally blame people over 60 for the Sydney lockdown. They're saying, oh, the reason for the lockdown and the reason we've had to do this and the reason the virus is spreading so much is because people over 60 haven't been getting the AstraZeneca jab. They need to go and get the AstraZeneca jab, and we can blame them for the problems that we're having. And then the next news article was saying man 40 and man 44 both die from blood clots after receiving AstraZeneca jab. So basically, you know, they're saying, oh, look, you know, the reason we're locked down is because these over 60s haven't gone out and killed themselves with this injection. So we've got to lock the whole place down because the elderly people haven't killed themselves yet. So we just got to keep them locked down until they do kill themselves. As I showed you the other day, a graphic that between January and May in Victoria, there were zero COVID deaths. And between January and June, there were 276 suicides in Victoria, likely as a result of the lockdown. So this would say you are 276 times more likely to die of suicide as a result of the lockdown than you are to die of COVID in Victoria. Nice statistic, Dan. Well done. lying fucking maggots, folks. As bad as the media, worse than the media. I mean, they're all the same. They all work together. It's one big puppet club, really, isn't it? But yeah, so just a short report today, folks. That's about all I wanted to share. Just want to pop up and let you know that I'm alive and just say what a great weekend it was. So good to see all these people standing up. There's also, I got interviewed by a couple of people yesterday, and they've got a website called Bitopia, and it's an online blockchain university. Just educating people about the truth and educating people, you know, in a real way. Some sort of a design to hopefully get a real education system happening, one that actually educates people and doesn't indoctrinate people. That would be good. I believe there's a site that's been put together by Larkin Rose as well. Bit of a plane here, folks. Sorry about the noise. Look at this sky. This is not normal. What is that? What is that stuff up there? That's not a normal looking sky, folks. Crazy stuff. But people don't really look up anymore, do they? They're too busy looking around at their cell phones. But yeah, Bitopia, it's a online university. I don't know too much about it, but they were a nice couple that came and interviewed me yesterday, and I imagine it's probably a pretty good idea. Some sort of an online blockchain university where people can get a real education and not have to deal with the bullshit that they're fed at school. Something else that I mentioned a few weeks ago or a month ago was a game that's come out called Rebellion Gaia that features my voice and the voice of a whole bunch of people. G. Edward Griffin, Ulay Damagard, Vinny Eastwood, Jeff Berwick, a whole bunch of people. We just did some voiceovers for this game. That game's been released as well. I'll put a link below where you can go and find out about that if you want to get involved. It's just another way of just getting to the kids, you know, getting people the truth through gaming, you know. Do everything we can to get to people. There's also letterbox drops and things that people have been doing and organising. Check out Dave O'Neig's stuff on Telegram if you're on Telegram. He's been organising some letterbox drops for people. And anybody who's watching this show, if you live in Australia, below is the link that shows the CDC officially stating that the PCR is not a suitable test. Now, like I said, this indicates, this shows clearly, that these whole lockdowns have been based on a fraud. All this testing that Gladys Berejiklkov wants to do and Daniel Andrews and Anastasia Palaszczuk shit, all this stuff they're doing, it's all based on a fraud. And that's been confirmed now by the CDC themselves. So if you're an Australian, I want you to get that article, that CDC article, I'll link to it below, and write to Gladys Berejiklkov and say, hey, the CDC has announced that the tests are unsuitable, they're invalid. So you've locked the entire country down over invalid tests. We demand your resignation. And I want everybody to do it. And also send it to the health officer of each state of Australia. Send it to Janet Young. Send it to Chance, whatever her name is, in New South Wales. Send it to Brett Sutton in Victoria. Send it to Daniel Andrews. Send it to Scott Morrison. Send it to the head of the police as well. Send it to the head of the military. Send it to everybody. If you live in Australia, you know, it could be thousands of people could do this. You know, get this information, explain that these PCRs are an unsuitable test and that you have therefore locked the country down under a fraud and we no longer have any confidence in the Australian government's ability to govern and you need to roll this back immediately or you're going to be held accountable for breach of trust, abuse of office, misconduct in public office, reckless endangerment of the public health, fraud, treason, whatever you can think of. So we're going to do this. We're going to start a class action against you. If you don't roll this back immediately, release the lockdown immediately, and admit to the, you know, make a public announcement to people that these tests are unsuitable and that all this has been based on bullshit, you know, get all this fear out of people's minds. If you don't do that, then we're coming for you. We're going to dismiss you. Imagine if every politician in this country who's involved in this fraud, all the premiers, all the health officers, the prime minister, all these major people, imagine if they get thousands upon thousands of emails from Australians saying, hey, we know the PCR test doesn't work. It's not a test. It's a fraud. You've done all this over a fraud. We demand that you roll this back immediately. Imagine what it will be like if they get thousands upon thousands of letters demanding this. They'll fully know the cat's out of the bag, folks. Because if we don't do this, Gladys Berejiklkoff's just going to keep going. They're saying they're going to keep Sydney locked down until September. September. The reason? Because they don't have enough vaccines yet, folks. So they're not going to let Sydney out of lockdown until everybody's vaccinated. They're going to force this jab into people. This jab which is killing so many people. So many people. People in the military are saying they don't want to have it. Nurses are saying they don't want to have it. Even police officers now are saying they don't want to have it because so many people are going and picking up so many bodies all the time of people who've got problems from this jab. The adverse reactions, the doctors that are having people coming into their office with blood clots and all sorts of problems having this after having this jab is just through the roof. I know nurses here on the Gold Coast that have been telling me it's just next level what they're seeing. And it's really surreal for them to see all this unfolding in real time right here on the Gold Coast. So write to all these people, folks. Write to these people and tell them we know. We know the PCR tests are a fraud and the real damage is being done by the jab. And you roll this back now, we're just going to start a class action against all of you. And we're going to dismiss you. And we'll do whatever it takes. If you won't let us do that, then we'll come at you with our pitchforks, if that's what it takes, you know? But you're not going to get away with it. We've really got to grow a backbone, folks, and it's happening. The people of Australia are starting to rise up. I mean, I often call this place Apathralia because they're kind of an apathetic bunch. And they are, you know, unfortunately. But get their blood up. Get them roused. You don't want to mess with these people. You really don't. You get the Australians aroused, and they are a really staunch bunch. And they don't give a shit whether you're a politician or a police officer or whatever. They'll still come and kick the shit out of you if it needs to be done. And that's what we're seeing, folks. We're seeing a lot of people standing up now. In Melbourne, they just barreled through the police blockade. They didn't care. They just wiped it out of the way. Same in Sydney when the police tried to stop them. They just walked over them. So, you know, people are getting the concept and they're getting the idea that this is really serious. This is a world takeover happening in every single country. So enough is enough, folks. Time to stand up. It's time to get involved. Still major environmental stuff going on around the world as well. Severe flooding happening in China. One Ho Dam has collapsed. But this happens all the time. I mean, it happens quite regularly. So, I mean, we're hearing about severe flooding in China and it's almost kind of normal. But there's also severe flooding still happening across Europe. I mean, flooding in the UK, flooding in train stations, severe flooding in Belgium.
Voici venu le moment d'une petite balade.
So it's happening all over the world, folks. It's pretty crazy what's going on environmentally in the Northern Hemisphere anyway.
Ewan pampers mo. Tang ina nyo, gago kayo. Gago, itataas na nga yan.
But anyway, I'll leave it there for now. I'll leave you with the little preview of this game, Rebellion Gaia. You can check that out. Again, I'll put a link below if you want to go and check it out. And thank you for joining me on this report. Just a short report, just to let you know I'm alive and all that sort of stuff. Thank you to all the people who send me so many emails, and thank you to all the people who came to these rallies and these protests. It was so good to see. It was such an incredible atmosphere in Brisbane on the weekend. It was really, really good. And we need to do more and more of it because the rallies are getting bigger and bigger, and it's a great show of solidarity, and the politicians are freaking out, folks. They're getting scared. I can tell they are. So, yeah. But thank you to all the people who sent me so many kind emails, so much information. Thank you to all my Patreon supporters. Thank you to everybody on the front line. Thank you to everybody who came to these rallies. Just thank you, thank you. Thank you to everybody who's using their voice. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.
New treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
Now, more on the latest.
Donate now to the mainstream media.
Are you tired of the lamestream media? You wouldn't buy a mainstream game, would you? Welcome to Gaia, a world run by elites, kings, pedivores, banksters, corporocrats, all conspiring to undermine the health and well-being of the world and its inhabitants. Join our heroes on a journey to heal the land, discover the truth, and deliver Gaia into freedom. You wake up in the flaming Vimana wreck, the only survivor suffering from amnesia. Who are you? Why did you come to Gaia? And why is the Empire hunting you? An offline, story-rich, retro role-playing game with over 20 hours of gameplay and over an hour of theatrical and comedic cutscenes featuring the voice talents of activists, truth speakers, independent journalists, sages, mages, and wizards of our world.
Godspeed, Rebel.
There's been a change of plan. See General Berwick at the north end of town for a mission update.
Can I dispel this darkness and imbue you with sight?
How come Dandex gets to go on a date with Lucy?
What the cracko did you just tell him? You're a spy!
The Sea Shepherd is ready to depart to Epstein Island.
You cannot trust them, my lord!
Assail the rebels now!
They follow orders. We follow truth.
This is the Great Awakening. It is quite remarkable.
Wow, you can see them too? I thought only me and my brother could see them.
The people who know the most of this myth live out in the Cydonian desert.
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the rebellion.
It's time for you to remember why you came to